Divorce Then Love. Chapter 591. Melody nodded, indeed. Let's go too, we said. My boyfriend came to pick me up, you didn't need to take me home. Then I waited with you. After greeting them, Pamela and Sophie also left by taxi. Pamela and Sophie were on the same route, so they conveniently dropped her off. Soon, Ezra had arrived. Before getting into the car and leaving, Melody hesitated for a moment and then said to Brianna, "Brianna, I really think you should consider forgiving Maxim. After all, you two have been entangled for so many years, and I don't think you will ever love someone as much in the future. I hope you two can have a good ending. Most importantly, I wish you happiness. I understand, you better get in the car, it's cold outside." Melody originally wanted to say something more, but eventually gave up. This was Brianna's emotion, and in the end, it was still up to her to decide what to do. After watching Ezra's car leave, Brianna also got in her car and left. However, as soon as he drove onto the city's main road, he found several cars following him. Her eyes turned cold, she stepped on the accelerator to speed up, and sure enough, the car behind also sped up. Brianna was contemplating which road to take when two cars suddenly accelerated and pulled up on either side of her, effectively surrounding her. The next second, the passenger side window on the left rolled down, and a cold gun was pointed at her car window. Bang! With the sound of a gunshot, the car window of Brianna's driver's seat shattered violently, and the car veered uncontrollably to the left, slamming hard into the car on the left, nearly tipping over. A shard of glass grazed Brianna's cheek, instantly leaving a tiny wound from which blood began to seep. Brianna's eyes were cold, this group of people seemed experienced, and it looked like they were after her life. Thinking of this, Brianna abruptly turned the steering wheel, hitting the car on the right off course while simultaneously stepping hard on the accelerator to speed up, leaving the two cars behind. However, the other party quickly adjusted their direction and caught up, shooting at her car with a gun, and several times almost hit the tires. Bang! 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 The incessant sound of gunfire kept ringing out. Brianna gripped the steering wheel tightly, accelerating while pondering which places along the way could help her shake them off. According to her observation, there were at least five cars following her, and she had to find a way to shake them off. Suddenly, the thought of a large bridge spanning the river a few kilometers away struck Brianna, and an idea instantly formed in her mind. She floored the accelerator, speeding towards the Cross River Bridge. It was nearing midnight, with hardly any cars on the road. Brianna had a smooth journey to the Cross River Bridge. Just as she was about to cross the bridge and was preparing to turn the steering wheel, a car suddenly rushed straight towards her from the opposite direction. By the time she saw it, it was already too late. Bang! A thunderous noise erupted, and Brianna's car was sent flying. Chapter 592. The car spun in mid-air, then swiftly plummeted onto the road, emitting a loud bang. The car following Brianna came to a halt. Seeing the driver's seat crushed, one of the men in black said, "The car is wrecked like this, he must be dead already." The person in charge didn't speak, but dialed a number instead. "Mr. Yoder, The car was overturned on the side of the road, the should be dead already person. Should, came the ominous voice of Isaac from the other end, sending chills down one's spine. The driver's seat had been crushed, there was almost no chance of survival. Isaac sneered, "Go check it out, I want a precise answer." After hanging up the phone, the leader looked at the person who had just spoken, coldly saying, "Go check if she's dead." The person paused for a moment, his face turning pale. "Adam, that car is already leaking oil, it could explode at any moment." Before the words were even finished, the man known as Adam had slapped him. "Hurry up, stop talking nonsense, or I'll beat you up right now." Under Adam's cold gaze, he had no choice but to walk towards Brianna's car with trepidation. He walked to the side of the car, saw Brianna's face covered in blood, her eyes tightly closed. He finally breathed a sigh of relief, and turned to leave. The next second, his neck suddenly felt cold, followed by a surge of intense pain. He clutched his neck and fell to the ground. Brianna opened her eyes, climbing out of the driver's seat with a cold expression, covered in blood, like an Asura walking out of hell. The moment he saw his subordinate fall, Adam's face turned extremely ugly. He gritted his teeth and said, "Get on it. Whoever kills her, I'll give half of this commission to him." Upon hearing this, everyone's faces instantly lit up with excitement. They looked at Brianna as if she were a lamb ready for slaughter, and they all swarmed towards her. They were all martial artists. Although Brianna was much more skilled than them, she had been injured in a car accident and her strength was gradually failing, causing her to quickly fall behind. No one had expected her to be so skilled, their eyes filled with surprise. Soon, they discovered that Brianna's hand was injured, and they all began to attack her injured arm. Brianna's strength was also gradually being depleted. One of them noticed that her reaction had slowed down considerably, his eyes turned cold, and he quickened the pace of his attack. Finally, he found a perfect opportunity, and fiercely thrust the knife in his hand towards Brianna's chest. Just as the knife was about to pierce Brianna's chest, a sudden intense pain shot through his wrist. Accompanied by a scream, his dagger also fell to the ground. Maxim swiftly pulled Brianna behind him, staring coldly at the dozen or so men in black in front of him. He said icily, "Dare to touch her, and be prepared to have no place to be buried." The moment Adam saw Maxim, his face instantly turned extremely ugly. He didn't even care about his subordinates, hurriedly turned around, got in the car and left. The crowd didn't notice that he had already run away, and they swarmed towards Maxim. Several minutes later, all the men in black were lying on the ground, but Maxim was also injured. His arms and back were covered with numerous knife wounds, from which blood was gushing out. His suit was torn and tattered, and he was in a state of extreme disarray. "Brianna, are you okay? I'll take you to the hospital right away." Seeing the undisguised worry and heartache in Maxim's eyes, Brianna's cold heart finally melted and she threw herself into his arms. Maxim hesitated for a moment, then carefully reached out to hug her back. "Brianna, is this, you forgiving me?" After a long while, a low hum finally came from his arms. His tightly furrowed brows suddenly relaxed, a smile appearing in his eyes, as if winter snow was melting and spring flowers were blooming. Chapter 593. I took you to the hospital first. No need, do you have a first aid kit in your car? I'll treat your wound first. There was. The two of them returned to Maxim's car, but he stubbornly refused to tend to his wounds first. You deal with your injuries first, and once yours are taken care of, we can deal with mine. I'm tough, I can hold on for a while, it's no big deal. Seeing his persistence, Brianna quickly wrapped her arm and looked up at him, saying, "Take off your clothes." If it weren't for Brianna's overly serious expression at that moment, Maxim would have definitely teased her about wanting to do something to him. The wounds might be a bit numerous, don't be scared. As Maxim took off his clothes, over a dozen knife wounds on his back appeared before his eyes. Tears welled up in Brianna's eyes as she disinfected him, choking out an apology, "I'm sorry." Sensing her emotional distress, Maxim turned around and took her hand, saying somewhat helplessly, "Don't cry, it hurts me when you do. And as your man, it's my duty to protect you." Brianna pursed her lips, whispering, "Turn away, don't interfere with me treating the wound." After more than half an hour, Brianna had finally treated all of Maxim's wounds. The two returned to the villa. It was already past 2 in the morning, but neither of them felt sleepy. "Those who attacked you, I've already had Ryan investigate. One of them escaped, but he should be caught soon." Brianna nodded, looking at Maxim and said, "Thank you for tonight." If Maxim hadn't shown up in time, she might have been dead by now. Maxim frowned, looking at her with some displeasure. "I didn't want to hear the words 'thank you' from your mouth again." Brianna was silent for a moment, then looked up at him and said, "I can forgive you, but you can't lie to me again in the future." Looking into her serious eyes, Maxim felt an urge to tell her about his failure to divorce them. "Brianna, actually I..." Before she could finish her sentence, Brianna's phone suddenly rang. Seeing it was Melody, surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes. At this hour, why would Melody be calling her? As soon as it connected, Melody's panicked voice came through. "Brianna, I saw on the news that there was a car accident at the Cross River Bridge, and people died. I saw photos of the accident scene with your car in them. Were you hurt?" Brianna didn't expect this matter to make the news so quickly. She frowned, "I'm fine, I have things to deal with, I can't talk right now." After hanging up the phone, Brianna looked at Maxim and said, "The car accident on the Cross River Bridge was caught on camera, it's already on the news." Maxim's eyes suddenly turned icy cold. "I'll handle it. Within an hour, all news about this matter will be blocked." Brianna nodded, "Okay." Maxim made a phone call, and the news was quickly withdrawn. As for the dozen or so men in black at the scene, they had already been taken away by Maxim's people. The police wouldn't even find out, let alone the media. Having resolved the matter, it was already past 3. Brianna didn't plan on sleeping either. She stood up and said, "I'm going to make some coffee in the kitchen, do you want some?" Do you need help?" "No need." Just as Brianna walked into the kitchen, Maxim's phone started ringing. "Mr. Yoder, We found Adam in an abandoned flour mill in the suburbs, but he was already dead when we arrived. Chapter 594. It was a clear case of murder to silence someone. Maxim's eyes grew cold. It must have been Isaac who did it. Keep investigating where Isaac has been hiding in Britannville lately. We must find him. Yes. Mr. Yoder, would you like a doctor to come over and treat your wound? No need, let's leave it like this for now. Just after hanging up the phone, Brianna came out of the kitchen carrying two cups of coffee. She handed one to Maxim, then looked at him with downcast eyes and asked, "Did you find the person?" But he's already dead. Regarding this outcome, Brianna wasn't surprised either. She took a sip of her coffee, suddenly recalling that the group had once used guns. Gun control was very strict domestically, but when they were chasing me, they shattered my car windows with bullets, and the body of the car was also hit several times. If I'm not mistaken, they were using a Beretta 92, with an effective range of 50 meters. Surprise flashed in Maxim's eyes, then he said, "I'll have Ryan check immediately, the results should be out soon." When the sky turned the color of a fish's belly, Maxim received a call from Ryan. "Mr. Yoder, we've found out that the gun was indeed purchased, but it was through a black market transaction, so we can't confirm whether it was Isaac or not." Maxim's expression was indifferent. "Keep searching. If he could send someone to kill Brianna, he must still be hiding in Britannville." On the other side, Kylie's bedroom. As Isaac was packing, he said, "I'm leaving. Maxim should be able to track you down soon. When he does, just tell him I threatened you with your parents' lives, that's why you didn't dare to speak up." Kylie watched his actions with a cold eye, filled with anger inside. "Do you think Maxim would believe?" The movement of Isaac's hands paused. He turned around and looked at Kylie, asking, "Then, are you willing to go with me?" Upon hearing this, Kylie unconsciously took a step back, coldly saying, "I don't want to." "Find a way to make Maxim believe you, and remember one thing, if anything happens to the child in your belly, I assure you, killing you would be much easier than killing Brianna and Maxim." Seeing the fleeting sinister look in his eyes, Kylie suddenly regretted. She shouldn't have let Isaac stay by her side for so long. He was an unpredictable psychopath. Seeing that she didn't speak, Isaac didn't say anything more either. He quickly packed up his things, took one last look at Kylie's swollen belly, and swiftly turned to leave. Originally, if he had really killed Brianna yesterday, he would have been able to see his own child being born. Now it seems there's no chance. Just as she was about to jump out of the window, Kylie suddenly said, "Wait." Isaac looked back at her, a glint of gloom flashing in his eyes. "Is there anything else? You said you would deal with Brianna for me, and now you're just leaving. I would come back, and it wouldn't be too long. Before Kylie had a baby, he would take care of all the matters. Wait for my message." After speaking, Isaac jumped out of the window and quickly disappeared into the vast night. Kylie closed the window, slowly walked back to the bed and lay down, rapidly pondering in her mind whether or not to trust Isaac again. Before she could figure out why, Maxim's people had arrived. Seeing Maxim and Brianna together, A flash of shock passed through Kylie's eyes. Maxim, how come you're with my sister? Didn't you guys break up? Maxim didn't respond to her words, his expression icy as he said, has Isaac been hiding here with you all this time? Kylie paused for a moment, then her eyes reddened and tears began to fall. Chapter 595. It was, he threatened me with my parents' lives, forbidding me to reveal his whereabouts. But I went to your company to find you, but you just told me to get lost, not giving me a chance to speak. Maxim furrowed his brow, coldly asking, when? It was the time I saw the engagement ring you were preparing in your office. After Kylie's reminder, Ryan also remembered. Mr. Yoder, when Ms. Schneider came to see you, she indeed mentioned that there was news of Isaac, that's why I let her go up. Maxim's face instantly turned even colder. He looked at Ryan icily and said, you've never mentioned this to me before. I saw you driving Ms. Schneider out at that time. I thought she had already told you, and Ms. Schneider often made some excuses to see you, I thought that time was the same. Ryan's voice was getting lower and lower, and Maxim's face was becoming increasingly grim, to the point where it was so cold it could almost freeze a person to death. Brianna whispered, there's no use talking about this now, the most important thing is to find out where Isaac is. Kylie bit her lower lip, a look of grievance on her face. I don't know what happened to him last night, she said. He suddenly packed up and left. She cried pitifully, but there was not a trace of warmth in Maxim's eyes. Did you participate in the things he did? Kylie looked bewildered, tears still clinging to her eyelashes. What happened? You'd better not have been involved, otherwise I won't let you off. Kylie turned pale at Maxim's cold expression, biting her lower lip and said grievously, Maxim, if you don't believe me, I can swear, he has been hiding in my room all this time, just staring at my belly every day, I've been living in fear every day. Maxim, too lazy to listen any further, turned around and left directly with Brianna. Kylie watched the backs of the two people, the fear in her eyes turning into jealousy and hatred. Ryan led a search around the Schneider family's place, and sure enough, they didn't find Isaac. Mr. Yoder, he probably fled after he killed Adam last night. Maxim responded with a cold hum, and turned to Brianna, do you think Kylie knew about what Isaac had done? Brianna looked indifferent, did you believe her? Anyway, as far as Kylie was concerned, Brianna wouldn't believe a single word that came out of her mouth. Maxim fell silent for a few seconds, then said coldly, have someone keep an eye on Kylie, see if Isaac will contact her. Yes, Mr. Yoder. The two left the Schneider family and took a trip to the Harmony Villa. Norma heard about Brianna's car accident this morning and was so scared that she almost fainted. They decided to go and see her to reassure her. On the way, they received a call from Ryan, who said that Isaac had been hiding at the Schneider family's place and had turned around halfway to rush over. The two had just arrived at the entrance of the Harmony Villa when they saw Norma standing by the door, her face full of worry. Brianna quickly pushed open the car door and got out, briskly walking up to Norma. Grandma, it's so cold, why aren't you waiting inside? Upon seeing Brianna, Norma finally breathed a sigh of relief and said with a smile, I wanted to see you earlier, so I came out to wait for you. I'm not cold. Brianna touched her hand, it was already ice cold. Let's hurry inside. If we keep this up, your body won't be able to handle it. All right, let go of me, my hands are cold, don't let them freeze you. Brianna didn't let go, insisting on holding her hand, leading her indoors, and only released when she felt the warmth. Grandma, you can't do this again next time, otherwise I will get angry. Norma quickly agreed and had Brianna's favorite food sent over. She smiled and said, Brianna, eat more. Seeing you safe and sound, my heart finally settled. In the future, I'll have Maxim assign a driver for you. Otherwise, I won't be at ease. Chapter 596. Brianna laughed, no need, last night was just an accident. If it hadn't been for Norma hearing about the car accident last night from an old friend, Brianna and Maxim were both prepared to keep it from her. How could that be acceptable? I don't trust your driving. What if there's another accident? No, don't worry, Grandma. Norma, unable to persuade Brianna, turned to the silent Maxim beside her, irritably saying, don't you care about Brianna at all? It's so dangerous for her to drive alone, won't you advise her? Maxim looked at her helplessly, Grandma, Brianna is an adult now, she can make her own decisions about these things. Norma glared at him, angrily turned her head away and ignored him. Seeing the interaction between the two, Brianna couldn't help but laugh. Grandma, don't be angry, really, nothing will happen. This time was just an accident, I can't possibly have accidents every day when I drive, can I? All right, but you have to promise me, you must drive slower in the future. Brianna nodded, yeah, I got it. The two had lunch with Norma and then returned to Elm Bay. As soon as they entered the villa, Brianna asked Maxim to take off his suit. He wore all black today, just to prevent Norma from knowing he was injured and worrying about him. Sure enough, as soon as she took off her clothes, Brianna saw that several of the wounds she had previously bandaged had already started to bleed. I rebandaged it for you. Good. Brianna skillfully redressed his wound. After finishing, Maxim put on his clothes and looked at her, casually asking, when did you learn medicine? Before returning to the Schneider family, I spent 2 years in the mountains learning medicine from a master. Looking at her calm demeanor, Maxim wanted to ask where she learned her impressive skills from, but after a moment of hesitation, he didn't continue to ask. If Brianna wanted to tell him, she naturally would have. Pressing the issue now might even affect their relationship. Just as she had finished dealing with the discarded gauze and such, Brianna's phone began to ring. Seeing it was Tyrone, she frowned, and only answered after a while. Mr. Moyer, did you need something from me? Maxim, who was reading a document on the side, paused, his gaze unconsciously falling on Brianna, his ears perking up. Hearing the detachment in Brianna's tone, a flash of loss flickered in Tyrone's eyes. There's an issue with the contract between the Moyer Group and my corporation, are you free now? Let's meet to discuss. Brianna pursed her lips, thinking that she needed to completely let go of her thoughts about Tyrone, otherwise it might cause more misunderstandings in the future. All right, send me the address, I'll be right there. After hanging up the phone, she turned to find Maxim staring straight at her, causing Brianna to frown. What's wrong? Is there something on my face? Maxim gritted his teeth, irritably saying, You know exactly what I mean, don't you? What did that mean? Why did you meet Tyrone off duty? He had ulterior motives towards you. Chapter 597. Brianna couldn't help but laugh. She didn't continue to tease him. I agreed earlier because I planned to take you with me. Maxim paused for a moment, then snorted coldly, That's more like it. Then why didn't you go change your clothes? 10 minutes later, seeing Maxim not only changed into his most fitting suit but also tidied up his hair, Brianna couldn't help but say, Is it necessary to be so formal? You've never been this formal when you dated me. Of course it was necessary, today was the day to meet the love rival. Brianna couldn't help but roll her eyes at him, I've noticed you're becoming more and more childish. When the two arrived at the restaurant, Tyrone had already arrived. Seeing Brianna and Maxim together, the smile on his face gradually faded, eventually becoming expressionless. Clearly, he didn't know about Brianna and Maxim's reconciliation. After sitting down across from him, Brianna asked indifferently, Mr. Moyer, is there a problem with the contract? Tyrone frowned, his voice somewhat cold, Ms. Schneider, this contract concerns the interests of both our companies, isn't it inappropriate to have outsiders present? Brianna gave a slight smile, rest assured, Mr. Mover, if there are any issues with the contract, my corporation will take full responsibility. Hearing this, a glint of coldness flashed in Tyrone's eyes. He took out the document and handed it to her, I've marked the areas of concern, Ms. Schneider. Please see if there are any issues. If there aren't, I'll have my secretary print it out later and bring it over. We can re-sign the contract today. All right, let me take a look first. Brianna quickly skimmed through the problematic areas, closed the contract after reading, and handed it to Tyrone. She smiled and said, I've looked it over, and there are indeed some ambiguities in those areas. Mr. Moyer, please have your secretary reprint it for us to sign. Tyrone nodded, immediately dialing his secretary's phone. After giving his instructions, he turned to Brianna and said, The secretary will probably take an hour to get here. Do you want to eat something? The pastries here are pretty good. No sooner had the words fallen than Maxim, who had been silent all along, snorted coldly, Tyrone, Brianna is my girlfriend. If you keep ogling her like this, I won't let you off. Tyrone finally glanced at him, his expression cold as he said, I haven't settled the score with you for the last time you went to see my grandfather, which caused him to faint. Today, for Brianna's sake, I won't argue with you. On the way here, Brianna had already told Maxim to have a good talk with Tyrone. Now, she stood up and said, Mr. Moyer, Tyrone, you two chat first, I'm going to the restroom. After Brianna left, the atmosphere between the two immediately dropped to freezing point. Maxim looked coldly at Tyrone, saying word by word, Tyrone, you are my brother. I let it slide when you had Brianna pretend to be your girlfriend before, but if you covet her again in the future, we can no longer be brothers. Brianna still didn't know that you lied to her about being divorced, did she? In fact, even the divorce certificate you gave her was fake, wasn't it? What are you trying to say? Maxim exuded an aura of coldness that sent chills down one's spine. Tyrone chuckled lightly, just wanted to remind you, you broke up with her because you were always deceiving her. If she knew about this, she probably wouldn't forgive you again, would she? Maxim's hand, resting on the table, clenched into a fist, and the veins on his forehead throbbed. If you dare to leak a word about this, I won't let the Moyer group off, he threatened. Tyrone chuckled, don't worry, I won't tell. But as for how long this secret can be kept, I really don't know. Maxim didn't speak again, his face just grew a few degrees colder. When Brianna came back, she saw Maxim with a cold expression, while Tyrone was drinking tea with a smile on his face. No one was paying attention to anyone else, so she knew the conversation probably wouldn't be pleasant. After a long wait for the secretary to bring the documents, Brianna signed them and immediately left with Maxim, bidding farewell to Tyrone. Watching the two figures receding into the distance, the smile on Tyrone's face was profound. Soon, Brianna would surely be completely disappointed in Maxim. Chapter 598. After getting in the car, Brianna turned to Maxim and asked, "Did your talk with Mr. Moyer fall through?" Maxim's expression was icy cold. Do you think I can calmly talk to a man who covets you? You are not allowed to associate with him anymore. Seeing the jealousy on his face, Brianna couldn't help but shake her head. Understood. You were with him a while ago, was it to upset me? No, didn't he save me once when we were abroad? He said that if I pretended to be his girlfriend for a month, the favor I owed him would be considered repaid. Upon hearing this, Maxim's brow furrowed, and he said coldly, after returning to the country, I gave several big orders to the Moyer group just to repay the favor you owed him. From now on, you don't owe him anything. I understood. Maxim started the car, I'll take you to dinner. After fussing around for more than 2 hours, it was already past 5 in the afternoon, almost dinner time. Maxim took Brianna to a private restaurant, and as soon as they reached the entrance, they ran into Gladys. Seeing Brianna standing next to Maxim, a flash of jealousy passed through Gladys's eyes, but she didn't dare to approach. After all, because she had harshly spoken to Brianna at the bathroom door, Maxim not only broke up with her, but also terminated several collaborations with the Laurier group. Now, whenever she saw him, she was filled with fear, far from the affection she once had. Maxim blatantly ignored Gladys as she brought Brianna in. The waiter had already prepared the private room. After the two of them sat down in the room, Brianna looked at him with a seemingly amused expression. I just saw your ex-girlfriend at the door, why didn't you say hello? Upon hearing this, Maxim immediately understood that they were planning to settle scores after the harvest. I was never with her. It was just the president of the Laurier group who brought her to me. I deliberately used her to provoke you, nothing ever happened between us. Brianna raised an eyebrow. I haven't said anything yet, and you're explaining so much. Are you feeling guilty? I was afraid you might misunderstand me, Maxim said with a sincere look on his face. Oh. If you didn't believe me, I would immediately call her over so you could ask her face to face. Seeing Maxim really about to do this, Brianna quickly stopped him. No need, can't I trust you? Gladys had already disliked her before, and if Maxim really called her over, she would surely hate her even more. I really had no connection with her at all, besides you, I hadn't touched any other woman. Seeing his cager to prove innocence look, Brianna couldn't help but laugh. Understood. On the other side, on her way home, Gladys's mood had already hit rock bottom. Suddenly, her phone rang. Seeing it was an unfamiliar number, she irritably hung up immediately. However, the other party persistently made several more calls. Gladys was extremely annoyed. She answered impatiently, "Are you sick? I've hung up several times and you're still calling, are you insane?" Just as he was about to hang up after yelling, a cold voice came from the other end of the line. "Gladys, Maxim treated you so poorly before, didn't you want to retaliate?" Gladys paused for a moment, then asked wearily, "Who are you? What's your purpose in telling me all this?" "Hehe, I was someone who could help you get revenge on Maxim. Why should I have believed you? If you don't believe me, tonight at 8, Dreamscape Cafe." After speaking, the other party directly hung up the phone. Gladys called again, but the other side didn't answer. Chapter 599. After a moment of contemplation, she said to the driver, "Gunnar, take me to Dreamscape Cafe." Just after 7 in the evening, Gladys had arrived at the cafe. She ordered a cup of coffee and sat by the window, beginning to observe any suspicious people around her. However, she came up with nothing. At 8 o'clock sharp, that phone call came through again. Without almost any hesitation, she answered directly, "Where are you? You went to find the cashier, she would give you something." Upon hearing this, anger surged in Gladys's heart. She gritted her teeth and said, "You have the guts to invite me, but you don't dare to show up. When the time was right, we would naturally meet. You." Before she could finish speaking, the busy tone beep 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 came from the phone, and Gladys was so angry that she almost smashed her phone. Having calmed down, she got up and walked towards the cashier. 5 minutes later, Gladys looked at the note the other party had given her and found it ridiculous. She directly sent a text message to that number. "You asked me to tell Brianna that they never divorced. Not only would it not separate them, but it would also make their relationship even closer. Do you think I'm a fool?" After waiting for a while, there was no response from the other side, so she sent a few more messages in frustration. "Speak up. Have you gone mute? I saw you were just playing me, are you Brianna? If I had found out who you were, you would have been dead." However, no matter how many messages she sent, there was not a single reply from the other side. Gladys tore up the note and instructed the driver to take her home. "Just as I walked into the Laurier family's villa, I was met with a slap in the face. Every day all you knew was to go out and play. Look at what you've done to the Laurier group." Gladys covered her face in disbelief as she looked at Gladys's father. Was this really the same Gladys's father who used to dote on and love her? Ever since he had put her in Maxim's bed, it seemed as if even his previous paternal love for her had disappeared overnight. Sometimes, Gladys even doubted if he had become a different person. "Dad, what does this have to do with me? Maxim has only ever seen me as a pawn, he has never liked me. Elie's decision to withdraw his investment has nothing to do with me." Gladys's father snorted coldly, saying icily, "If you weren't so worthless, Maxim wouldn't have been so ruthless." Gladys's eyes were full of grievance, but she didn't argue anymore, because she knew that no matter what she said, in the end, Gladys's father would blame everything on her. Gladys's father flew into a rage and stormed back into his study. The servant only dared to step forward at this moment, cautiously saying, "Miss, the master has been in a bad mood lately because of the company's affairs, don't take it to heart. Get out." Gladys pushed away the hand of the servant who was handing her shoes, and ran barefoot back to her room from downstairs. After locking the door, Gladys lay on the bed and began to cry, her hatred for Brianna intensifying. If it hadn't been for her, she wouldn't have been beaten tonight. Crying, Gladys suddenly remembered the note she had seen that night. Could telling Brianna about that really have made her break up with Maxim? After pondering for a while, Gladys made up her mind in her heart. The next morning, after Brianna and Maxim had breakfast, Maxim drove Brianna to work. After the car arrived at the My Corporation building, Maxim held Brianna in his arms and kissed her for a long time before he reluctantly let her go. "Brianna, how about I move the headquarters of the Yoder Group next to your company? That way, I could see you anytime." Chapter 600. "No, you moving here would affect my work efficiency. I could help you." Brianna raised an eyebrow at him, her expression indifferent as she said, "I don't want you meddling in my company's affairs, nor do I want to form a habit of relying on you." A hint of loss flashed in Maxim's eyes as he murmured, "Sometimes I really wish you weren't so capable, just like other women who go shopping every day, travel around, and live carefree lives." Brianna had indeed once considered such a life, but reality gave her a slap in the face, thoroughly waking her up. She smiled, "I still prefer my life now." Maxim let go of her, "You go to work, I'll come to pick you up tonight." "Good." After Brianna got out of the car, Maxim watched her walk into My Corporation before instructing the driver to go to the Yoder Group. Approaching noon, William knocked and walked in. "Ms. Schneider, a person claiming to be Gladys wanted to see you." A flash of surprise crossed Brianna's eyes. How had Gladys found this place? She furrowed her brows, "Tell her I'm not available." As for what Gladys wanted to say, she had no interest whatsoever. All right. It was Monday and there was a lot to do at the company. Brianna was so busy that she put this matter out of her mind until just before she was about to leave work. William came over and told her that Gladys had been waiting downstairs all day, seemingly determined not to leave until she saw her. Brianna was silent for a moment, then said, "You let her come up." Under William's guidance, Gladys quickly entered Brianna's office. Seeing the sign with the word president in front of Brianna, her jealousy could no longer be suppressed. If it weren't for Maxim, Brianna would never have owned such a company. And all of this, not long ago, was within her reach, all because of Brianna. she ended up with nothing. Thinking of this, she wished she could immediately rush up and slap Brianna twice. "Ms. Laurier, what were you looking for me for?" Brianna could see the jealousy in Gladys's eyes, but she didn't care. She would have no further interaction with Gladys in the future. Gladys sat down across from Brianna, looking at her and said, "Ms. Schneider, I heard that you were once married to Mr. Yoder." A flash of displeasure crossed Brianna's eyes. "This doesn't seem to have anything to do with Ms. Laurier, does it?" Gladys gave a slight smile. "Of course it doesn't matter, but it seems that the outside world is saying that you two are already divorced. What exactly did you want to say?" The smile on Gladys's face deepened a bit more. She said word by word, "Ms. Schneider, you didn't actually think you were divorced from Mr. Yoder, did you?" Brianna frowned, her heart gradually sinking. "I couldn't understand what you were saying." "It doesn't matter if you don't understand, Ms. Schneider can check. Initially, Mr. Yoder did not notarize your divorce agreement, and the divorce certificate he gave you was also fake." Brianna looked at her with a cold expression, saying icily, "I don't know why you came to me with these baseless words, but I'm not interested in knowing the reason. Please leave immediately." Gladys stood up, looking down at Brianna with eyes full of mockery. "Ms. Schneider, sometimes I really pity you, being played around by Mr. Yoder without even realizing it. Did you leave on your own, or should I have the security throw you out?" Seeing Brianna's upset face, Gladys knew she had achieved her goal and said with a smile, "No need, I'll leave on my own." After Gladys left, Brianna took a deep breath to pick up the phone on the table, but her fingers were trembling so much that she failed to pick it up several times.